Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I am having a week of technical difficulties. I've got a phone that doesn't want to work half the time, and my computers didn't want to come on this morning. I think they're all getting old, and it's a little bit scary for me. But anyway, we're going to muddle through. And as I was sitting there last night, and I'm thinking, wow, what a turnabout we're seeing. No, not in the left's anger or the meanness, but in the facts about so many accusations. What's the old saying, when you point your finger at another, there's four pointing back at you? And my daddy used to say, when people judge you, they're judging you by the way they are. So Russia is now seemingly more about the Democrat Party, the liberals particularly. Hillary quit. Clinton couldn't seem to beg, borrow, or steal the election. So Russia was invented, sort of invented. But Russia was coming not from Donald Trump's camp. They were hacking. They were trying to invade. But so now we're watching so much unfold before our eyes. It's actually not surprising, but it is a little scary all the same as to how this nation became so corrupt. And as I was sitting in front of the little tube last night, I guess you can't call it a tube anymore because they don't use tubes, and watching all of this unfold, it was like a brick hit me in the head. Do you not remember the prayer you read? And in that prayer, asking for truth to be revealed. Now, whether the truth, and we don't know it yet, but regardless of who's on which side of this, the truth has to come out. So let me share the prayer one more time and listen to the words of it. Our Father in heaven, we lift your name on high. We pray today for your hand of protection upon our president and his family and our vice president and his family. I ask you to guide them through this world of evil and the corruption in this nation. Please give them wisdom and discernment and to weed out the liars and reveal all the truth. To make us a strong nation because we lean on you. Bring America home today in your arms. Make us one people again. Forgive us all for the doubting and the political correct rhetoric that demeans your holy word. Forgive us, and I ask that you please help us, keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. And in the name of Jesus, we stand. Amen. So as I was watching all this, and it's just almost unbelievable how many people are going to be involved in this Russia issue. And I remembered the words, weed out the liars and reveal all the truth. Weed out the liars and reveal all the truth. We cannot separate our lives from God. We can try, but if you're a believer, you just can't do it. There can be no separation. You cannot remove God from your life, your walk. You must take his righteousness with you. The word must guide you. You must take his laws. Walk with moral uprightness. Take his truth with you and guard your every moment, every day with integrity and his goodness. these words just popped into my head when I'm supposed to be, and I was listening to the sermon on Sunday, but it was just all of a sudden these things were coming to me, and I took the back of my bulletin, I started writing it all down, and it's going to be in an article soon. But to separate is to divide. If we try to divide our faith from our walk, you can't divide it, you can't take it out. To divide is to fall, and to fall is to lose all. Only God gives liberty, and only truth brings freedom. And it is hard for us to stay on top of that for some reason, and it's an issue that we have to really deal with. You know, when I said several weeks back that we're in a civil war of sorts, but it's not a civil war right now where we're shooting guns but we're bickering. We're bickering with one another. But the civil war is really within the individual hearts. We just seem to have forgotten who we are. Well, let's start with a good story today. We've got enough craziness to look at. But Gary Sinise, he brings high schoolers and World War II vets together for Soaring Valor Project. Actor Gary Sinise, you know who he is, brought together the greatest generation. You know, we don't have many of those left. Some of America's youngest generation he brought the greatest generation together with some of America's youngest generation to honor World War II veterans through his Soaring Valor Project. Now, Gary Sinise Foundation brought World War II veterans and their caregivers and high school students from Grapevine Colleyville ISD to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans in March, and posted the video to his YouTube page over the weekend. The actor's organization has been bringing the remaining World War II veterans to visit the museum that honors their service since June of 2015. The Gary Sinise Foundation, which has been supporting military members and their families since 2011, partners with American Airlines to fly the veterans out. The veterans receive a hero's welcome, a police escort to the museum, and are treated to a performance by the museum's Victory Bells. I could read 100 books on World War II, but having one conversation with my veterans showed me more about how they felt and what they were going through in the war, one Grapevine Colleyville ISD high school student said. Sinise, who famously played Vietnam veteran Lieutenant Dan in the 1994 Oscar-winning film Forrest Gump, told ABC News' John Carl last summer that we can never do enough for our veterans. We can never do enough for our veterans. And what truth is in that statement from that young student? You can read all you want, know the facts, but until it gets personal, you meet the person and realize this was a life going through war, separated from family by miles and not by heart. That's what we hope to do next week, perhaps. We're coming up anyway in some things that I'm going to make our Revolutionary War, the beginning of this nation, personal. It's not just documents. It's not just fireworks. It's personal. There were people, young, old, male, female, involved, working for your freedom and independence. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The Russian tide is turning. We're seeing a lot of things happening, and like I said in my opening monologue, that, you know, truth is the only way for us to get through this mess. Right now, we are buried under a pile of innuendos and lies and half-truths and accusations, and we don't know what's going on. But it seems like it's almost like a miracle. All of a sudden, it's opening up. Now, we don't know much of anything yet, but it seems to be changing. These are some things that, and I'm just going to throw this out there to you rapidly, because I'm going to get back on to some of the things that are happening with CNN and with the Russian ordeal. And we want to talk about the Supreme Court. Okay, but it has long been a confusion in my head as to why certain people that are elected officials, we're going to say Bernie Sanders Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton, she's not elected, but she has been in positions, they stand on socialism, which is communism, which always fails. And they seem to keep with something even when they see it's failing. And Obamacare is failing. It's imploding on itself. It's just collapsing. Something has to be done. My opinion is we don't need a a central national health care, but insurance. But we seem to be stuck with it, kind of like gum in your hair, as Gutfeld said. But around the globe, with the violence that we're seeing, and what socialism and these open borders cause, Paris now wants a wall. And Seattle is raising the minimum wage costs jobs. We have an article on that that I'll probably be sharing with you tomorrow. Venezuela is on fire, but the liberal policies will work the next time. So this made me think of insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. We warned them economically that just forcing a minimum wage is not going to help. And Seattle has found out that it's costing jobs. We've warned them that a nation has to protect their borders. They have to protect them. You have to be careful who you let in your house. Paris hasn't done that. Now they're thinking maybe we should build a wall. Venezuela is as socialistic and communistic, tyrannical now as it can possibly be, and it's just an absolute economic mess with all kinds of rioting and people not working, and it just goes on and on and on. Well, before we get back to Russia, let's talk about the Supreme Court. One of the cases that went before it yesterday was one right out here in the state of Missouri. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Monday that taxpayer-funded grants from playgrounds available to nonprofits under a state program could not be denied to a school run by a church. And it's a Lutheran church here, Trinity Lutheran Church, in the state of Missouri, in Columbia, Missouri. The sequence is, in all likelihood, a few extra scraped knees. This is coming from the Supreme Court. But the exclusion of Trinity Lutheran from public benefit for which it is otherwise qualified solely because it is a church is odious to our Constitution all the same and cannot stand. And that was coming from Chief Justice John Roberts. And he wrote that for the majority. By denying a benefit to a church school because of its beliefs, the state is penalizing the free exercise of religious guaranteed by the Constitution. There cannot be separation, people. The state has to stay out of the church, but the church doesn't have to stay out of the state. Does that make sense to you? These people pay taxes just like anyone else. The playground case could breach barriers between tax coffers, religious schools. In 2012, the church applied for a grant from the state of Missouri to essentially rubberize its playground surface using old and discarded tires. It applied despite written regulations that barred state grants to religious institutions. Now, I can go on and read all this if you want me to, but I'm not gonna. I would if you called and said, please do that. But I will, you know, you can go online and you can find these articles, or you have to send it right away. You can send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and I'll send you the articles, okay? But don't wait a week or two because they'll be gone. But this is going to set a precedence, hopefully a good one. This was good all the way around. It says the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, which administers the grant program, that's the DNR, had enough money to fund 14 of the 44 applicants. Although Trinity Lutheran would have qualified for one of the grants, the state turned it down, citing the state's constitution's ban on any state aid, direct or indirect, to religious schools. Well, a playground isn't really, you know, getting into the education part, just a safety. Plus, they were using old material. You know, it's all supposed to be good. That's what DNR is supposed to push. They were using recycling. So anyway, this is how it happened, and this is what became of it. The Supreme Court said you can't deny them just because they're a Christian school. Now, moving to the big one, which I think that one was a big one. That's a huge one. We also had Trump's travel ban that went before. Now, they're not done with this. They're going to go further with the travel ban, and they'll look at them in detail. And I think in the fall when they come back together. But the Supreme Court revives parts of Trump's travel ban as it agrees to hear the case in an apparent attempt to limit the reach of the decision, at least for now. Roberts dropped a footnote declaring that the ruling applied only to discrimination for playground research. Okay, that's still on the other. I'm sorry. It didn't have the ban on it. I mean, on the other. What ended up was that they did put some stipulations in order to get a unanimous vote from the judges in the Supreme Court, but they upheld Donald Trump's travel ban executive order, citing that the president has every right to do this under the Constitution. It is his responsibility. And they went further to scold the lower courts for playing politics and not taking care of the Constitution. There's too much of this that goes on in this nation in the courts. Sometimes emotions get involved and common sense gets pulled out of the way. And the Constitution is ignored. We scream about free speech and we scream about freedom of religion. Now, they will be hearing or seeing the cases of the baker, the cake bakers in Colorado, I believe it is. They will be viewing that case as well, and it will be very interesting after seeing what they've done with the playground issue from the Lutheran Trinity Lutheran Church here in the state of Missouri. What will they do with the religious case with the bakers? And I'm not sure if the flower... I'm not sure if the florist is going to be before the Supreme Court or not, but I know that the bakers will go before the Supreme Court. So they will have to make a decision. Did that baker have a right to deny a project under their religion, under their faith, guarding their faith? You can't separate. You just can't separate it. You cannot separate your faith from your life, from your business, from your play. You can't. And they shouldn't be separating it from the decisions they make and how they make their decisions. If they're lying about Russia, they've separated. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to talk about Russia, Russia, Russia when we return and how that has taken a Russian tide has turned. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. What do you think about this Russian tide turning? What do you think about the truth being revealed? That's the only way we're going to be a free people. We've been harboring on lies for a long time, and I'm not just talking about the Democrats. I'm talking about the Republicans as well. And until things are truly come to a revelation where we can see, we're not going to be free. We're just not. Now, yesterday, remember I told you that CNN, the director of CNN, was saying all Russian stories have to go through him. Well, since this time, three of the journalists have resigned. Three veteran journalists in a new CNN investigative unit, including a Pulitzer Prize winner, have resigned in the wake of retraction of their report on Russian investment funds' supposed link to an aide to President Donald Trump. CNN and CNN Money reported the departing journalists are Thomas Frank, who wrote the story that cited a single anonymous source, and Eric Lichtbaugh, an editor in the new CNN investigative unit, and Lex Harris, who oversaw the unit. In the aftermath of the retraction of a story published on CNN.com, CNN has accepted the resignations of the employees involved in the story's publication. Apparently, it was too obvious that it was untrue, and so they were pulling the story. You got to be a little more careful with your allegations and lies, I guess, than what they were. I don't quite understand it all, but they have resigned because of this. So CNN has lost three of their journalists, and they've retracted that story, and they're not letting it get out. Now, of course, another thing that's a little damaging to CNN, Veritas video of one of their producers, John Bonnefeld, and he admits openly on video being taped that the Russian stories are a witch hunt, that Trump's right, there's no real proof, and it's just baloney, although that's not the B word he used. It's just a bunch of baloney. So this is coming from a CNN producer, John Bonnefeld, and he says it's mostly baloney and it's all a witch hunt. So he openly admits that, and it comes in the wake of CNN's Russiagate retraction and new rules on Russia coverage. They got to, you know, got to be careful what you say and when you say it and how you say it. So things are being revealed. Things are coming to a head. We don't know where it's going to end up. But we do need to continue to pray for truth. We do need to continue to pray that the lies will be revealed to we the people. There's a lot of people angry. There's a lot of people mad at one another even. A friend of mine says her two sons are on opposite sides of this political equation and they hate each other right now. Will the truth reveal enough to bring this nation back together as a people? Well, not 100%. You can't get the people to agree 100% on anything, but it is, as Hannity is calling it, it's a boomeranging. And it's boomeranging back to the Democrats. They threw it out and it's coming back, and that's his way of putting it. He says the real fault for Russia's election interference now falls, guess where? Guess what? At the feet of former President Barack Obama. The real crimes were committed, in fact, by Hillary Clinton. The real obstructor of justice is the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And the real corrupt collusion is the relationship between the former FBI Director James Comey and his special counsel, Robert Mueller. Now, we can see some of this developing right before our eyes. It's not a done deal. Robert Mueller is still appointing and putting his team together, and his team all seems to be pretty one-sided. And it is going to be a witch hunt. If President Obama knew what Russia was doing back in August of 2016, why didn't he act? The answer we now know is simple. The president didn't do any investigation because he actually thought Hillary Clinton was going to win. In other words, let me translate here, he says. This is Hannity's words. The only reason Russian interference in the story is a big deal is because Donald Trump won. So they want to blame it on him. And that's what a special counsel needs to be investigating tonight, he says. The real collusion would be President Obama, this time defending Hillary, colluding so she'd win and not rocking the boat. For whatever reason, President Obama ignored the hacking by the Russians or the attempted hacking by the Russians. He was wrong. The election should not have been his first thoughts, but protecting the election and protecting the American people should have been first. Not let's make sure the Democrats win. Because it is and it has been for a very, very, very long time. But it shouldn't just be a two-party system. This party hates that party, and if you're a registered Democrat or a registered Republican, you're going at odds. And but we should have the same goal. That's what's worrisome. We don't have the same goal. And that goal should be freedom and liberty and independence. That goal should be to protect the republic. I'm so tired of hearing them talk about a democracy. It's a republic, a constitutional republic. The Constitution is a contract between we the people and the elected officials in D.C. Why? Why can't we get that straight? Because the democracy suits the elected career politicians. The republic serves we the people. Protects a nation. Protects the people. Protects liberty. Independence. But our elected government, incorporated, has become so large that it is infringing upon our every rights, in particular those first 10 laid down by our founding fathers. There was no separation of church and state. There was a separation of the state to stay out of the church, that they cannot dictate to your faith or tell you when you can exercise it. They cannot tell you when to exercise it. I'm going to bring that out. We're going to read it. Religious freedom, both in to an establishment as well as the free exercise thereof. Freedom of speech and press and the right of petition. Now, the freedom of speech doesn't mean you get to say and do anything you want to anybody. And that's what we're screaming about right now. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, a lot of people want complete and total freedom. Complete and total freedom is chaos. Freedom with responsibility is liberty. Key word there is responsibility, integrity, morals. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been talking about the Russian tide has turned. And I said in the monologue as we opened up that last night, and I hope you don't think I'm just getting too churchy on you. I don't mean to be getting too churchy on you. But as we have shared this prayer that I wrote for the president, for this nation, you know, and I did this after we've had so many assaults and so much attack. And in that prayer, it talks about revealing. Weed out the liars and reveal only the truth. That is the only way we, the people, this republic is going to survive, because we are sitting and watching an arena of lies and innuendos and accusations. And it does appear at this point in time that the very accusers we see are the ones who are guilty indeed. That's how it is looking at this moment. You know, the tide could turn again. But I don't think so. A Harvard poll, and this was no surprise to me, the majority of the American people believe deep state leaking is to unseat the president, Donald Trump. A majority of Americans believe that the deep state is trying to unseat President Donald Trump, according to the most recent Harvard Harris poll. The poll asked respondents specifically, do you think the so-called deep state, so-called as if it's not real, the collection of intelligence agencies and holdover government workers from the Obama administration is trying to unseat President Trump using leaks of classified information? 54% of respondents answered yes, while 46% believe the deep state is not trying to unseat Trump, who has repeatedly asserted that he is the victim of a witch hunt. The deep state has leaked the establishment media outlets like the Washington Post, the New York Times, to undermine and smear President Donald Trump and his advisors, some of whom are reportedly being investigated by the FBI for their ties or their meetings with various Russian officials. You know, every one of those guys up there elected have been meeting with the Russians or somebody. So this is really not a big deal. Over the weekend,
and I love this man, Pat Buchanan, said there is a classic struggle between the incoming Trump presidency, which is really embattled in its first 5 months, and what might be called the deep state, which is the permanent government in Washington, D.C. The deep state is the reason we cannot get, the reason we cannot enjoy liberty and independence. The deep state is hanging on to big government and control of power and money. And they're not going to give it up without a huge fight. They will not give it up. You need to understand the deep state is real. And if the election of President Donald Trump has done nothing else, it has opened up and revealed that to the American people. If you can't see it, you got a problem. Because it's as obvious as the nose on your face. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Beth Ann.
What's on your mind today?
The last time Obama had a, it was a dinner, and it was on TV, it was with the journalists and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
As he walked away, when he dropped the microphone, he said, and I state, he said, this could be the last we see of the Republic. That's what Obama said.
Well, we haven't seen the Republic for quite some time. Meaning that Donald Trump was going to end the Republic?
No. This is before before the race was even done. And Obama was still president.
Thinking that Hillary Clinton was going to be president.
Exactly.
Well, you don't hear anybody up there in D.C. other than President Donald Trump did. He talked about it in his inauguration, the returning of the Republic. But these mm-hmm. elected officials, you hear very few of them say Republic. They talk about the democracy. Democracy
well, see,
is chaos.
The Republic is for, by, and of the people.
Yeah, they don't like that.
No.
They don't like that at all. Ray, thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
Well, the networks ignore Loretta Lynch's story in favor of more Trump-Russia coverage. The Senate Judiciary Committee has opened an inquiry into former Attorney General Loretta Lynch over allegations that she interfered in Hillary Clinton email probe. Now, FBI Director James Comey testified that Lynch sought to downplay the investigation into Clinton's use of the private email server by asking him to refer to it as a matter, not an investigation. The mainstream media has largely ignored the Loretta Lynch story, while they've continued to hammer and beat down the Bush, well, beat the dead horse, actually, of the Trump campaign in Russia. I have an article here that says they interrogated Page, the advisor Carter Page, for 10 hours. They interrogated him, the FBI did. During extensive decisions with the FBI agents just weeks before Comey's departure, they acknowledged that I'm a loyal American veteran, but indicated that their management was concerned that I did not believe the conclusion of the fake January 6th intelligence report, Page said in this statement published by Politico. I told them that I learned the lessons from the intelligent failures of the original Doggy Dozier from 2003, which cost this country thousands of service members' lives and over $1 trillion. Our frank and open conversations gave me confidence that there are still logical, honest individuals at the Bureau who respect civil rights and the Constitution, despite the recent devastating impact on our democracy by a self-centered politicians at the top of the Clinton-Obama-Comey regime. Again, a man trying to do the right thing, but using the wrong word. Let's get back to that republic. Only truth, exposing the true lies and the liars will bring liberty only truth, the discernment to weed out the liars and reveal only the truth to make us a nation, a strong nation, because we must lean on you, meaning our Lord. And it is only in that way, only through truth, however painful it's going to be, will truly bring America back home to the Republic. America back home to God. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSE Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.